Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Have you ever considered what makes something funny? I have. Hopefully these have been entertaining and funny for you. But I've actually made a concerted effort. I really have studied comedians from Jack Benny to Jack Black, Fibber McGee to Flip Wilson. It never ceases to amaze me what works is funny. Regardless of their style, it just works. And I laugh. Which brings me to today's commentary. I have a younger daughter who delights in me playing with words. If she makes an obvious mistake, I think sometimes on purpose, I gig her a little by making up random names, like, you, Dingle Dorcas. Or if she makes some S, it's you, Dirty Gertie. She giggles every time. The truly funny thing is, the same holds true for grown-ups. If I say, ah, duty, people laugh. Grown folks still laugh. Best I can figure, it's a matter of reverting back to your childhood. He said duty. Even now, as I made the notes for this, I wanted to type a little smiley face emoticon at the end of that word. There's just something charming and silly about a burly fur face guy like me not saying the obvious expletive, but saying, wait for it, duty. In that vein, the next time you're in a group and it's picture time, try this. It works every time, and I do mean every time. Just before someone utters the proverbial cheese, calmly say, okay, say boogers. Grown-ups will giggle and smile. They just do, without fail. Again, don't know why, unless it harkens back to being a kid, or it's just someone not saying cheese. Boogers is so funny, there's even songs written about them.
I was sitting in my car waiting for the light to change, when the guy next to me had his finger in his nose and his face was all deranged. I rolled down the window and I started to chuckle. His finger was buried right up to his knuckle. I ain't kept the stare, but I can't believe what I see. When he pulled it out, it's a picture of pain. The end of his finger was a piece of his brain. And with a smile on his face, he flicked it right at me. I'm talking about boogers.
Admit it, you're sitting in your car, you just looked over and laughed, and now the person sitting in the other car thinks you're nuts. But that's okay, because if you don't give a duty, it doesn't matter. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. If you need to get something appraised, they'll do that for you. A lot of ladies don't like to leave their wedding rings, especially there, to be appraised. And with David's Jewelry and Coin, you don't have to. They'll evaluate it, make some notes, write it up, and then they can send you the paperwork in a couple days, and you've still got the ring. They'll appraise coin collections by the hour or by the piece, whatever's more efficient for you, and they can divide it out for an estate to disperse between family members so it doesn't get sticky. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com or head down to College. They're right there in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from the IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.